You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up after 7, it's this week's edition of Reveal. Tonight, Reveal shares the results of an investigation into allegations of corruption in the U.S. Border Patrol. That's tonight after 7 on the Ideas Network.
First, what do you think is the coolest thing made in Wisconsin? What would you vote for as our state's most awesome homemade product? Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce just announced a new contest to find out just that. It's called the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin Contest.
Kurt Bauer is with us now to talk about the contest. He's the president and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Kurt, welcome back to Central Time.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, Kurt, where did you get the idea for this contest for the coolest thing made in Wisconsin?
Well, we have, since 2012, designated October as Manufacturing Month as a way to promote the manufacturing sector. We do such a great job of promoting and celebrating our agricultural heritage here in Wisconsin, but most people don't realize that 20% of the Wisconsin economy is actually manufacturing. And in just having a staff meeting here at WMC, and we've got some young, hip millennials that work here, coming up with ideas on how we can draw more attention to manufacturing, just educating people that things are made in Wisconsin, things are still made in the United States. We're the world's largest manufacturer still. And we came up with a contest. Let's actually have people submit suggestions on what things are made in Wisconsin and which one of them is the coolest thing made in Wisconsin.
Yeah, are a lot of things living in the shadow of the cow here in the state? The rest of the country doesn't recognize what's coming out of Wisconsin because they think, dairy products and Packers?
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's a broader problem for us as we market our state and we try to get people to move here because we have a demographic issue that we've talked about other times and I've been on your show, and that does play into this. But, if you grab somebody on State Street here in Madison or somebody in Milwaukee or in Green Bay or Western Wisconsin and ask them what is the number one business sector in the state, they'd probably say agriculture. We put it on the license plate. We put it on our state quarter. We talk about it a lot. We're America's Dairyland. But the reality is that the number one driver of this state's economy is manufacturing. It's the super sector because one factory job creates at least 2.5 to 3 jobs in other sectors of the economy. You make it, you mine it, you grow it. That's the way you build wealth in any economy. And we're fortunate that manufacturing is so strong in Wisconsin. It is the foundation of the middle class.
Has it changed over the years, the kinds of things that get manufactured now versus what Wisconsin might have been known for maybe 20 years ago?
Oh, absolutely, in a big way. We used to do simple manufacturing in Wisconsin like most of the United States. Most of those jobs have now gone overseas for cheaper labor. Now we're looking at advanced manufacturing, and the products that we make, I think, are just that much cooler as a result. We make more mining equipment that goes around the world in Milwaukee than in any place else in the world. We make the fastest single-hulled sailboat in the world. We make littoral combat vessels up in Marinette. We make components for the military. We make components for recreation. We make bicycles. We make motorcycles. We make engines. So now we're talking about advanced manufacturing. It's not the simple assembly that many people associate with manufacturing. It's not dumb, dirty, and dangerous. It's actually very complex and very exciting.
If you ask somebody something that's manufactured in Wisconsin, I'm guessing they're going to reach for the brand, the Harley-Davidson motorcycles. But are there a lot of, under-the-radar products, maybe less sexy things that are under the hood of things we encounter in our daily lives?
Well, so I'm the head of the Manufacturers Association in the state. So you'd think I'd have a pretty good handle on all the things that are made here. But in just the week that we've had this contest going, I found out that we make brass diving helmets in Milwaukee. We make neutron accelerators here in Monona from Phoenix Nuclear Labs. We make water-activated tape. We make infant simulators that are used for training nurses and for testing as crash test dummies. And we make an incredibly diverse list of products. And, of course, then don't forget all the food products we make, the beer, the wine, the cheese. I just found out today that we make malted milk balls, and Ortega taco sauce is made in Stoughton, Wisconsin.
Wow, so you're getting an education. Imagine what the rest of us have to learn about this. Is the contest open for submissions already, then?
Yes, it is. People can go to madeinwis.com, and you don't have to work for the company. All you have to do is submit the product and the company that makes it. What we will do is we'll take a nomination through the end of the summer, basically starting Labor Day. Then we will begin the voting process. And we really want this to be Wisconsinites choosing the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. And we're really pushing young people in particular. We're trying to make this social media intensive because we want young people to know what's made in Wisconsin, how it's made in Wisconsin, and then be exposed to the career options that they may be interested in pursuing later on.
We're talking to Kurt Bauer from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce about the contest going on now, the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. You can enter your submissions now. And Kurt, give us a working definition of coolness when it comes to manufactured products. What are you looking for here?
It's the eye of the beholder. We've had some things submitted that I didn't think were all that cool, but, you know, we all have our biases. You know, it's amazing. We have three fire truck apparatus manufacturers in Wisconsin. I think that's pretty good, pretty cool. Seagrave up in Clintonville is the single manufacturer of fire trucks that go to the Fire Department of New York. I mean, that's really interesting stuff, and we're trying to start the conversation. We're trying to educate, and hopefully we're trying to get people inspired to maybe pursue careers in manufacturing, because we have a demographic issue throughout the state, and that means all sectors have trouble finding workers, but it's particularly pronounced in manufacturing, and because manufacturing is our largest business sector, it reverberates throughout the economy.
Kurt, you piqued my curiosity, so it's working. What do we use brass helmets for?
Diving.
Diving.
Deep sea diving. I mean, if you conjure back to, you know, images of somebody in a big diving bell helmet, well, they still do something very similar to that, and they manufacture them here in, I believe it's in Merrill, Wisconsin.
And we could take them for a spin in the Great Lakes then.
Excuse me, they're made in Milwaukee. They're made by Desco.
Oh, okay. So we could just hop right in Lake Michigan and put that to the test.
Exactly. Yeah, part of that whole, you know, that water cluster.
So interesting that they're made out of brass. So I guess there's a lot to be learned about what's coming out of Wisconsin right now.
Well, there are, and it's very complex stuff. There's a lot of innovation involved. I like to say that manufacturing and innovation are the yin and yang. You can't have one without the other. And people, again, associate manufacturing as being rather dumbed down, and there's nothing could be further from the truth. When I tour a factory, it is a combination of the information age and the industrial age, and you're looking at some pretty exciting things.
And Kurt, you mentioned you're hoping the contest would inspire people to go into careers in manufacturing. We've talked to you about that before. Are you also hoping that maybe it inspires potential entrepreneurs of the future to explore manufacturing here in the state?
Well, that's a great byproduct, to be sure. We do have manufacturing startups. We had one just last year in the Sheboygan area. Doesn't get as much press as, say, tech startups or software startups, but it does happen, and you're absolutely right. I mean, why not come here? I mean, the reason why Milwaukee is considered the machine tool capital of the world is because of that cluster phenomenon where you've got all of this intellectual talent. You've got the natural resource being the people with the know-how. Wisconsin has the know-how to make things, and not just, you know, food products. We're talking about, you know, high-tech products, electronics, medical equipment, and a lot of engines. Wisconsin leads the nation in engine manufacturing, from Briggs & Stratton to Generac to Kohler, and a lot of electrical engines as well as combustion.
So how do you pick a winner when everything is said and done and all the votes are in?
Well, we're not going to. Voters are going to pick that. And so it's going to be very democratic, although people will have to come onto the website and they'll actually have to vote. And what we're hoping for is that the manufacturers try to gin up the votes for their products on social media, because we're really targeting young people for this.
Is there a prize or just the name recognition that comes with winning the award?
Well, there will be a prize that we'll recognize the winner at our State of Wisconsin Business Luncheon on October 18th. Again, October being Manufacturing Month, so we think it's an appropriate time to do that. And we'll have the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers there. So we'll have a manufacturing focus at that event, And we'll have a video announcing the winner, and then, of course, we'll have some sort of recognition plaque, or we haven't figured that out. We talked about an ice sculpture because, of course, it's the coolest thing made in Wisconsin, but you can't really take that home and display that in your lobby.
Not for long.
Well, Kurt, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
That was Kurt Bauer, president and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. He joined us there to talk about the coolest thing made in Wisconsin contest.
And now it's your turn. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think is the coolest thing made, manufactured here in Wisconsin? What would you nominate in this contest of what Wisconsin product would get your vote? And what's the coolest thing made in your community, in your part of the state? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post your nominations on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll be back with this conversation in just a bit here on Central Time.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're asking for your nominations now for the coolest thing that you think is made in Wisconsin. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 with your favorite thing made in the state.
We just spoke to Kurt Bauer, president and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. They have a new contest out called The Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin, and we're taking your nominations. Join in at 800-642-1234, your number one Wisconsin product, manufactured product, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Again, the number 800-642-1234.
And we go to our callers now. We've got Dale with us first in Chippewa Falls. Hi, Dale.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do you vote for?
Well, I before I tell you my vote, I just want to mention briefly, this is really a cool subject for me. I owned a small printing business up until recently in Chippewa Falls here. And one of the things I've always told people about the printing business, almost all companies do some sort of printing. And so I've gotten to know over the years, you just can't believe it, even in our area here, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, the number of manufacturing businesses that, just as your guest was saying, people don't realize. And I could go on and on about them. But the coolest one is, and actually have been a little bit of a customer over the years, but not much. But in Chippewa Falls, and I don't think many people realize this other than people in our community, but we have long been home to the world's fastest supercomputers. Cray Inc. Was started by a native in Chippewa Falls here, and the company exists today in Chippewa Falls and has a couple other areas, but they manufacture in Chippewa Falls, and they're literally right now, and they've been on and off over the years, as I remember, but they are the world's fastest, and they're sold all over the world to generally governments, huge corporations, the Weather Service buys them for these just super complex calculations.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for telling us about that, Dale. It's an eye-opener for me. World's fastest computers in Wisconsin.
In Chippewa Falls. I've heard of Cray. I did not know the Wisconsin connection, and I probably should have. Thanks, Dale. We'll go next to Joe on the line in Washburn. Joe, hi.
Yes, without a doubt. I stand up for Harley-Davidson as being the number one coolest product produced in Wisconsin since 1903, not only because of what the whole world knows about this company, but also simply because they pay a good living wage to their employees, and it's just a great company. And the customers who buy those motorcycles strongly support that company and that living wage.
Joe, thanks a lot for your call. Your nomination of the coolest product in Wisconsin. There is a contest going on now, and we're informally taking your nominations here at 800-642-1234.
Joe, thanks a lot for that. Let's go next to Josh in Loretta. Hi, Josh.
Hello.
What is your vote?
Well, there's a company in Iron River, Wisconsin called Hood Manufacturing, and they manufacture all kinds of complex loaders. They're hydraulically operated. They have both loaders for trucks that run off the engine power of the truck and slasher-type loaders that have their own power and are able to move under their own power.
Well, fantastic. So this is Hood Manufacturing near Iron River, you said?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, thanks for that. It's a good vote there. Another one. I think we're going to learn a lot by the time this is all said and done.
Yeah, we learned a lot from our colleagues here. Carl Christensen said Dwarfcraft guitar pedals, world-class effects pedals, he says, made in Eau Claire. Maureen McCollum, you hear her on the Morning News, Morning Edition. She says her great-grandfather helped invent the Corky. The Corky, that's a rubber flapper, evidently, in many toilets. She says she's biased because of the family ties, but still made in Burlington, Wisconsin. So
right.
Our toilets don't work without Wisconsin-made products, and that's important. Our computers, our weather service, and our rock and guitars.
And we've got Dora Suniga, Director of Development for WPR. She's going to the food side of things. Mm-hmm. She says El Rey Tortillas from Milwaukee, the largest minority-owned business in Wisconsin.
I've eaten one or two of their tortillas.
Yeah, me too.
Back to our callers now with Lynn in Montello. Lynn, hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the air. I just wanted to mention I work for a steel company, TW Design and Manufacturing in Montello, and we make various military parts for military vehicles, for Oshkosh trucks. We make parts for Waukesha engine. We make various parts for all over the U.S., but also local.
And Lynn, let me ask, Kurt Bauer, our guest earlier, was saying, you know, manufacturing today, it's not what we picture of the factories of old. It's high-tech stuff. Is that what your work site is like, really high-tech manufacturing?
They're basically, yeah, we have a lot of machines, CNC machines, that, you know, do a lot of the work, cutting and such of steel. We do other types of materials, but we're mainly steel that we do truck parts, like I said, engine parts. We also do for sporting equipment and agricultural, too.
Interesting. Lynn, thank you so much for sharing that at 800-642-1234, taking your nominations for the coolest products manufactured, made here in Wisconsin.
And here's one that surprised me a bit. Maybe you knew about this one already, Rob, but Carmex lip balm.
I didn't know this.
Made in Franklin, Wisconsin. And these things, at least in Wisconsin, Carmex is pretty ubiquitous. People always have a little tin around drugstores and that. And,
yeah.
And here it is, made in Wisconsin.
Local product, yeah. Dave Potraz let us know about that. Back to our callers now. JT on the line in Menominee. JT, hi.
Hello there. I've got a cool product that's hot. All the Swiss Miss cocoa and pudding is made in Menominee.
Okay, I didn't know that. So do you are you involved working there, or do you just consume a lot of it because it is a local food for you?
I just consume a lot of it, and at certain times during the day, certain times during the year, we have an air emission situation here, and the smell of cocoa and pudding wafts over the downtown area of Menominee. So you step outside and you can smell the cocoa. Hmm.
JT, you can do a lot worse than that.
That sounds kind of good. Yeah. Thanks a lot, JT, for bringing that one to our attention. We're going to go next to Rusty in Baraboo. Hi, Rusty.
Hi. Well, I was just thinking of one of the coolest high-tech things that made in Wisconsin was the Talgo high-speed trains.
Talgo high-speed trains. Okay, can you tell me more about that?
Well, when Governor Doyle made the deal for the high-speed rail expansion, he got the Talgo company from Spain to build a plant in Milwaukee, and they did it in the old Tower Automotive building, which had been vacant for decades, and brought in, of course, a well-paid workforce, welders, electricians, metal fabricators, and so forth, and they turned out high-speed trains, which was supposed to be in the service, which unfortunately went kiboshed.
Right. So it's a product not made now in Wisconsin after some political back and forth. Rusty, thanks for that. We'll go to Jim now in Kendall. Jim, hi.
How are we doing today?
Good. What do you got for us, Jim?
A company called String Swing over in Wilton, and they make guitar holders and stuff like that. They're all used all over the world, especially in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They hold up great artist guitars like Elvis Presley, and other Jimi Hendrix guitars are being held up by String Swings. They're just an awesome product.
So this would be a rack that I would display a guitar on a wall?
Yep.
And so do people, is this just for display like in a museum, or do rockers use them maybe in their practice space too?
They use them all over. They use them for their own personal use, and they're great for every use out there.
Well, Jim, thanks a lot. So String Swing guitar holders, guitar racks made in Wilton, he said. Thanks, Jim.
Jim, thanks for that. And we're going to go next to Mark in Sparta. Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
Good. What do you have?
Well, in Sparta, some of the best acoustic guitars in the world are manufacturers, premier guitars used by a lot of country musicians and rock musicians. And we also have Matthew's bows are manufactured in Sparta.
Okay, thanks, Mark. A lot going on in Sparta. We went from guitar racks to some of the best, he says, acoustic guitars that are made.
A lot of music making going on in Wisconsin. I mean, I knew about some of the, I think there's a big accordion outfit in the Milwaukee area, too. Or maybe they just sell them there. I don't know if they're made there. I'll have to check into that. Thanks for all the musical suggestions. A lot of food suggestions, too. Katie is next in Whitewater. Katie, hi.
Hi. I was going to say Culver's from my hometown, Sauk City, Wisconsin. Frozen custard and lemon ice. Can't go wrong with that.
Does it taste better at the original one in Sauk City, Katie?
You know it does.
I've eaten there. I've eaten Culver's in many different locations, but they save the best stuff for the locals, huh?
Yep, definitely.
I will say Culver's has revolutionized my family's road trip experience in terms of different options on the road. It's interesting.
I just ate at a Culver's on a road trip back from Michigan on Saturday. Time for one more call. Yeah, Chris in Platteville. Chris, hi. Chris, are you there?
Yep.
Oh, what's your product, Chris?
Hey, I am really fascinated by the amount of ginseng that Wisconsin puts out throughout the nation. They produce up to 90% of the country's ginseng, and, you know, that's popular in energy drinks, tea, and all sorts of products that we encounter every day, so...
Chris, thanks a lot for that call. Thank you all so much for your suggestions. You can keep your coolest Wisconsin products coming over at the Central Time Facebook page. There's so much to choose from. I don't know where I'd start. I wish I was a guitarist now so I could try all those products. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.